This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
I'd now like to introduce ACL Adan Sanchez. He's come to Australia, growing up in Mexico and living in the US, a young medical student who has told me Z is proud to come and bring a message to us tonight. Thank you, ACL.
Good evening, everyone. My name is ACL. I'm Mexican. I'm a non-binary person of color, and I'm Latinx. And I'd like to start by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today and pay my respects to their elders past and present. In particular, I'd like to acknowledge LGBTIQ elders past and present and LGBTIQ sister, girl, and brother, boy, indigenous communities with us today. I'd like to acknowledge our collective grief over the incidents that have happened in Orlando. Now, I apologize if my speech is a bit unorthodox, and I apologize to the Auslan interpreter who might have a bit of difficulty translating this. But I'd like to start by addressing the Latinx and LGBTIQ Latin American communities today. Mis condolencias, mi amor, mi soporte para todos los que están aquí presentes y para el resto de la diáspora latinoamericana en Australia. Perdona mis amigos brasileños, mi cabeza apenas me da para el español. Creo que lo que más dolió es estar tan aislados del país, de la cultura, de la familia. En los 8 años que llevo aquí en Melbourne, he conocido muy pocas personas latinx, gay, lesbianas, bisexuales, trans, intersex, de América Latina, mucho menos de México. Creo que tenemos que empezar a darnos a conocer cómo es tu cultura, cómo navegas tu nacionalidad, tu género, tu sexualidad, tu familia, cómo te ha impactado todo esto. Empezar a tener esas conversaciones. En realidad tenemos una identidad y una experiencia bastante única y creo que tenemos que empezar a celebrarlas, especialmente en estos tiempos tan difíciles. Hay un proyecto creado por Cristian Cortés Garzón, búsquelo en Facebook, LGBTI Latin American and Hispanics in Australia. Denle un like o búsquelo en la red, lgbtilatin.org, y de esta tragedia hay que crear una comunidad. Now, secondly, going back to English, I'd like to express my grief for all the other queer people of color. We stand here today in solidarity, and I kept thinking of what I could say today, and the only thing I could think of was my grief. And now, this is from my own personal experience, but I hope others can find their thoughts echoed. Oh, America, I used to look up to you as one does in awe and privilege and opportunity. And though you called me names and constantly reminded me of how I was a virus on your country, I used to look up to you, America, before realizing that privilege and opportunity only exists out of deep systemic oppression. And I wonder, America, if you'll ever own up to it and say, I care more about my guns than about your people, America. I care more about whites than about blacks, America. I care more about your papers than your personhood, America. I care more about my bathrooms than your lives. And I wonder, America, if that type of freedom is really ethical. And I wonder, America, if you're capable of drone bombs, will the lives of 50 queer people of color really change anything? No. Australia, we don't shoot, but we suffocate. We suffocate in our schools and at the altar and in parliament, where you're always louder than I am. We suffocate on Manus and Christmas Island and Nauru, where we're torn bit by bit, and every bit of our soul goes towards your poles, Australia. We suffocate on the reef and in Pilbara, where the oppression of indigenous people and indigenous land is one and the same. Australia, where's your connection to country? We suffocate in our churches and our mosques and our synagogues, looking for safe heavens, looking for unity and wholesomeness. Australia, you keep burning coal, and I wonder if there will be enough air for all of us to breathe. It's odd when some parts of you are more valued than others. I mourned the death of 43 students in my mother's hometown, my growing town, privately. There was no vigil, but I mourned anyway. And I mourned today another 7 in Veracruz and another 300 in Juarez. And it's odd to think how queer people of color mourn twice, but once in silence. Now my Muslim friends, my queer Muslim friends, everywhere I look, I'm a drug trafficker and you're a terrorist. And we're asked to explain time and time again, decades of violence, time and time again, decades of trauma. We're asked to explain when will we stop killing people, time and time again. And we seldom get to speak about how much it hurts to put those two pieces together. And we seldom get to speak about how much it hurts to see your country, your home, your culture get destroyed by multiple incomprehensible systems. And I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.